Alleluia, alleluia. I am the first and the last, says the Lord, and the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Alleluia. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus himself stood among the disciples and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see that I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While in their joy they were disbelieving and still wondering, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. A witness, the noun, is a person who sees an event take place, and the verb to witness is to see an event happen or to have knowledge of a development from observation or experience. To be a witness carries a fair bit of responsibility. A few months ago, I was bizarrely and upsettingly witness to something that I couldn't see, but could only hear happening. So my witness statement to the police was given only from an audio, not visual, standpoint. I'm telling you this only to prove my point that you can be a witness without being there and fulfilling all the usual criteria of a witness in seeing, hearing, touching, etc. Many people can witness the same event and recall different aspects of it, as I'm sure any of our learned friends working either with the police or in courts would tell us. I think this is true in biblical accounts too, though if the evidence given results in a unified conclusion, then that's what matters. "You are witnesses of these things," are the words that said to the disciples after Jesus had appeared to them, after all that had happened following his crucifixion. None of us here can say we were witnesses to the crucifixion and resurrection, but I firmly believe that with all the evidence in the form of biblical accounts available to us, if only we will research them, even if there are some discrepancies of timing, etc., then we too have knowledge of the developments in that post-crucifixion series of events and what events they were. The resurrection is the crucial event in history. It's not only the victory over death by Jesus Christ and the foundation of our faith in God, but it's also the foreshadowing of humanity's ultimate outcome. We will be resurrected, like Jesus, to a new life, into eternal relationship with God. And now we have Jesus' physical appearance shown to these people, who were to be the founders of the first church, that all those confusing and astounding prophecies were indeed fulfilled. As Jesus said, everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Now, surely, the pivotal moment was when it was said, then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. These disciples had been following their Lord and Master, often in confusion and denial of what was being said to them. How many times during his ministry had Jesus been surprised that they did not understand the meaning of events and situations that he presented to them? But now, he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. How amazing is that? They, like us, had to grow in spiritual awareness, and we too have to continue to grow in our understanding of God's word. I doubt that I shall ever be able to say that my eyes have been opened to understand the scriptures. However, I shall keep reading and praying. So where to from here? How can we possibly deal with all this as disciples today? But we have to, as you and I are called to go forth and proclaim to a confused world the simple, clear message of the gospel, that the Messiah suffered and died for our sins and for the sins of the world, and that God raised him from the dead. There is a perfect example of this being put into practice in our first reading for today from the Acts of the Apostles. In this reading, Peter does exactly what the risen Christ commands him and us to do. Simply put, Peter bears witness to these things. He does this right after he and John have healed a crippled beggar. The crowd is surprised, but Peter says to them, "Do not be surprised by this, for it was done in the name of Jesus." We weren't with the disciples on that first Easter evening, of course. We were not blessed to be witnesses to these things in that way. We didn't get to see the risen Jesus, to touch him, and to have him say those words to us, that our minds had been opened to the scriptures. But take heart, as because those first disciples shared what they had witnessed, they did open the minds of others. And what they learned was eventually written down, and we are blessed to be able to read their inspired words and to have our minds open too. They are the blocks on which our faith journey is built. We're blessed to be invited again today to place our hope and trust in our risen Lord. And then, of course, we're invited to go out and bear witness to these things. If you'd been out and about in the year 1914, you would have seen wherever you went a poster emblazoned with the words, "Your country needs you." All of us like to feel needed, and the response to this poster was very successful, as thousands signed up. God willing, this country will never be at war again. Let's change those words to, "Your God needs you." To proclaim this message, this simple, clear message, that Christ died for all, that Christ was raised again for all, and that Christ will come again for all. You are witnesses of these things. Your God needs you. Amen.